This is the home run, and that was the five for the drive, thanks to Streamline Upholstery. Custom design is their specialty, streamup.com.au, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Now, on Sunday night, Channel 9 and 9 Now, it's the return of The Block, and it's fans versus faves. One half of the hosting duo is Shelley Craft, and it's been too long, Shelley. Shelley joins me now. Hello.
Oh, I've missed you, Lou.
Rightio, Sunday's the premiere of The Block. It's back, fans versus faves. For those that are unfamiliar with the concept of The Block, how is this a little different?
Well, we have done a fans versus faves, I think, once before, and we've had a couple of all-star series along the way. So this is where we have two old couples returning to perhaps redeem themselves in the eyes of the public, and then we've got three new couples going up against some really experienced renovators. So, you know, the perfect recipe for reality TV. There's plenty of drama. There's plenty of laughs along the way. And, of course, some awesome renovating if you're into that as well.
Look, I tell you what is really interesting, and that's watching The Block evolve over the past, what, 17 seasons now?
Yeah, that's it. We're up to 17. So
holy moly.
It really has evolved, hasn't it?
Because people's viewing habits have changed. Therefore, you kind of have to develop certain characters within reality shows, don't you?
Well, this time, I mean, The Block is lucky, I guess, the fact that we're on air for six nights a week, pretty much. So we've got plenty of time to explore those characters. When the show first kicked off, I think it was 1 hour, once a week, and the actual apartments that they were renovating would fit almost five times over in the houses that we're doing now. So everything has just got bigger and bigger and better every year. But as you say, we've got some cracking characters lined up for you this year, Lee. Don't you worry.
So the one that we all remember is the original The Block, because it was Bondi Beach. Tell us about the properties this time around. What are they?
Well, we're in a cul-de-sac, so does it get more Aussie than that? I don't think so. I thought we'd bought Ramsay Street. When the producers told me we were doing a cul-de-sac, I was like, oh my God, here we go. But it's not. It's in Hampton, which is a Bayside suburb in Melbourne. Family homes, although there's not much left of them when the contestants first arrive. We've done our best to sort of dismantle this cul-de-sac so that they can create some dream homes for some very lucky buyers at the end of the day.
Look, and I don't...
And there's still some locals living in the hood as well, so that will add an extra element for us.
In the hood, there you go. Now, I don't want to give away too much, but Sunday, obviously, episode one, we're going to be introduced to the cul-de-sac. Then, as the week progresses, they're going to be facing a bunch of different challenges, some of which they're throwing the plans out the window, aren't they?
Well, that's it. Scotty thought, we don't have a global pandemic to deal with this year. Why don't we just rip up the plans to wreak some havoc on these poor contestants? The one thing you will see is our newbies, our fans, arrive on day one and sort of take a good look around them and do the head count and realise that something big's coming. There's only six of them standing there and there's five houses up for grabs. So, yeah, they know straight off the bat that something's not quite right.
Look, and despite all the arguing and the ups and downs, it's a great program to watch for some inspo, right?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, over the years, of course, The Block has also built a reputation as a premier renovation, not just show, but showcase. So we get the first look at brand new products that are on the market, whether that be, you know, sheeting for your home or bathroom accessories, that sort of thing, right down to your cushions and your duvets. We get first look at all that stuff. So if you do love your renovating or home styling, there's plenty of new content for you. If you just love your drama and character building, we've got plenty of that as well. And if you just love watching Scotty Cam, well, he is back and he is bigger and better than ever.
In his finest form. It is The Block, fans versus faves. It premieres Sunday night, 7 o'clock on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Now, earlier on in the show, I teased that I wanted to put a petition to you, Shelley Craft, and that is, when can we have Australia's Funniest Home Videos return? I want you to be the first signature on the petition to get it back on telly.
Thank you, Lee. I hate to say, I think YouTube killed the video star, didn't it? It's, you can always catch old episodes there, but you can see some great new content, just funny videos from around the globe. It never gets old. It never gets tired. As long as nobody gets really hurt, it's always a good laugh.
Look,
I would love to see it back. I'd love to be at the helm, and it still is my guilty pleasure. There's no doubt about that.
It's just at the swipe of a thumb these days, isn't it?
Isn't it? Well, that's great. You get a laugh on tap. How lucky are we?
Shelley Craft, really appreciate your time, and best of luck with the 17th season of The Block, Fans vs. Faves.
Thanks so much, Lee. Catch up with you soon.